Greasy? That's one I couldn't think of too, Annie. Yeah, well, Neha is Greece, plain Greece. Yeah, that's just mainly. Neha. That's that's. See that Neha is can be grease or like a cooking grease or oil, you know.
Right.
Anything, you know.
Gas.
No.
Not gas.
Oh, it's always not. Ogmiloli.
Would you say that again?
Ogmiloli.
That is my favorite word, honestly. Makes everybody laugh. then there's another word that's related to that, ogmiloli.
That means you're sitting there all bug-eyed.
Okay, could you say that one?
Ogmiloli. You're sitting there bug-eyed, yeah.
One more time?
Ogmiloli. No, I wouldn't be still bug-eyed there.
Does it mean something? Does it mean more bug-eyed? That's another thing it might mean.
What was it? What?
Maloney.
Maloney.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where you would use that, but let's just go ahead and say the word and let it go at that. Because I couldn't use it nowhere in my vocabulary of Chickasaw,
you know,
dialect. But
we're here to broaden
your
vocabulary.
You
can say lots of words you wouldn't usually use. Can you say that one?
What was it now? Okmalonly. Okmalonly.
One more time.
Okmalonly.
Okay, now here's a good word. Somebody closes the door. That's the word for closing it.
Okshita.
One more time.
Okshita.
Okay. And the word for laughing?
Ulali.
One more time.
Ulali. Ishulali.
One more time.
Ishulali.
And then there's the famous word for there's a bug going across the floor and I crush it with my foot.
Could you say
that?
Pichifi.
Okay. Why don't you say it again? Pichifi. Did we get it okay?
Yeah.
What's the word for sweeping?
Peely.
Okay, one more time.
Peely. Peely.
And how would you say I am sweeping?
Peely.
One more time.
Peely.
One more time. Peely. And I'm sweeping for him.
Peely.
One more time.
Peely.
Okay. And how do you tell somebody, look?
Pisa.
One more time.
Pisa. Ilapisa. Ilapisa.
Is there a word ilipisa?
Well, it'd be the same thing. Just they both same thing. It just some Indians might have said it ilipisa, but
you would say ilapisa.
I would say ilapisa. That's looking at yourself. Chipisa.
One more time.
Chipisa.
And how about I'm looking at you?
Chipisa Lee.
One more time.
Chipisa Lee.
And the word for sliding, like on a sliding board?
Shalali.
One more time.
Shalali.
And how would you tell Catherine you're sliding?
Ishalali.
One more time.
Ishalali. Shikilili, that's tiptoe.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I forgot that was what you said that one was. Would you say tiptoes?
Shikilili.
One more time?
Shikilili.
Okay. And what's the word for somebody combing their hair?
Combing their hair?
Mm-hmm.
Shili.
One more time?
Shili.
And if there's a tank out there and the water's drying up in it, I think there's a word like shippa. for the water's drying up in the tank? That's
starting to dry, but if it's dry, it's a shila.
Right. I want the starting to dry part.
Shipa.
One more time?
Shipa. It's evaporating. Water's evaporating.
Yeah.
It's not dry. It's evaporating.
It's evaporating. Okay.
Yeah. If it's dry, it's a shila.
Okay. So I just said drying up. Yeah. So that doesn't mean it's necessarily all dry.
Yeah.
It's shiny.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you the difference in there.
Well, you see, I'm down here evaporating, so I've got it now. Could you say shiny?
Shiny? Yeah. Yeah, Shukmalali.
One more time?
Shukmalali.
And then a dog whining, like to get in? The dog is whining? Sinksia? Did we do that one last week?
I don't know whether it did or not, but.
I think we did. Sinksia?
I guess I'd say that. I think somebody made that up too, but then. Well, that's why I say that they all make up the words, you know.
I guess they do. Did you make this one up?
No, I didn't make it up, but I might say it.
Could you say it?
Because I will never use it. Sinksia.
Okay, one more time.
Sinksia. Because I wasn't raised up with that word, so I would never use it.
May I hear you say it one more time? Sinksia. Okay, now the next word is a word that I know you told us was slang and you would never say it. So I'm putting it out on the table. I know you told me never to say this word in your house, but I'm still going to ask you again.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. So this is my white flag I'm holding up. Don't kill me because I'm using this word. This is a word many people use as slang, I'm sure, to mean I'm all worn out. They say sataha.
There is no such word, sataha.
No,
yeah, you won't say that? Yeah, is there another word, surrender? You talking about surrender?
No, just sataha.
Sataha, there is no such word,
okay,
sataha.
No such word. I'm going to write here, no such word.
You can say taha when something wore out, you know,
right.
Red. Not a person that's saying giving up or something like that.
You know, I think that they're just using it as a sort of, you know, colorful language, but maybe it is not really a real word, but most people are willing to say that.
Well, I don't see who.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah, I know, but what I mean, though, is it's, there's, no, that's, that word is, you know, for something wore out, you know, object, you know, that. Sataha, that's
it's pretty crazy.
It is, it's real crazy.
Would you be willing just to say that taha again?
Taha.
One more time?
Taha.
Okay. Now, if we had a glass or something, Matt's got a glass in his hand.
What you got for that word, taha?
Taha?
Yeah, it's all or?
It can be it's all gone, it can be it's worn out,
yeah.
It can be it's finished. It's a very wide ranging word, I'd say.
Taha is a. It's gone. They're all gone.
All gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all gone. Everything is. No, no.
Used up.
Yeah. If it's wore out, garment wore out, then you wouldn't use that word. You'd say
slipa. Right. And we did that one already.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, Matt's got a glass. He's got a glass here, and he puts it down. Can we say talali?
Yeah. That's the proper word for that one. Talali. Talali.
And I say to him, you put it down there. Talali.
No, talali.
I'm not telling him to. I'm just saying, I'm saying, I see what you did. You put it down there. Ish talali.
That sounds like I'm bringing it. Ish talali.
Well, that's ish talali.
Yeah, that's the same thing. No, it ain't the same word. See, you use the same word for different things. It depends where you use it and how you use it.
Would you mind saying this word that means you set it down?
Ishtalali.
Okay, one more time.
Ishtalali.
Good. And then if that glass is sitting over there on the table next to the phone, and we know that somebody set it up there on that table, we don't know who, you can say, I think, ontalali.
Oh. Untala is they've got it sitting on top.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't mean the glass sitting on there. Something Untala is sitting something on
top.
Yeah, on top of something object, you know.
I don't think everybody requires it to have the high part, but I can see where you get that. Would you mind saying that word Untala one more time?
Untala.
One more time?
Untala.